The Blue Towel Radio Theater presents... The Adventures of Captain Strong, Scourge of the High Seas. Starring Matt Heller, Ben McClure, and Jackie Graziano.
Episode 7.
As our story resumes, Captain Strong is touring the deck of his ship, the Cooked Goose, on a pleasant summer evening, several miles off the shore of the province of Flirtland.
Ah, it certainly is calm tonight. Nary a ripple on the sea. I always enjoy evenings like this. They're so rare when one is in the sort of work that I am, being the scourge of the high seas and all. Oh, look-see, here comes my cabin boy, Randy, whom I left on watch tonight. How goes it, young Randy, on this most peaceful of evenings?
Everything's quiet as a mouse, sir.
Pleased to hear it.
Pleased to say it, sir.
Excuse me, Captain Strong.
Yes, Mr...
Schmedley, sir. I just came aboard last week.
Yes, of course, Schmedley. What is it?
You are wanted on the bridge, sir. Mr. Ambler.
Oh, Mr. Ambler wants to see me, does he? Well, Mr. Ambler will just have to wait until I'm good and ready.
Oh, in that case, sir, I'd like to take this opportunity to ask you a question.
Certainly, Randy. You know how I look forward to every opportunity to educate your feeble mind.
And I do appreciate it, sir. Now my question is this. I know we're heading toward Flirtland, Princess Amanda's hometown. Certainly a likely place for her to run off to in her stolen craft, the Golden Duck.
Yes?
Well, why are we heading there so slowly and steadily? I'd have thought we'd be barreling in there into their ports with guns a-blazing at top speed with no thoughts at all to the consequences of our actions. Can you please explain this weird behavior?
A fine question, Randy, and one that I can perhaps best answer with a proverb. You see, he who chases after flying geese frequently trips over the stray log, but he who sits and waits gets a nice, soft, fluffy, cushy pillow stuffed with down.
Sir, that is exceedingly wise.
A proverb is only as good as the one who quotes it, Randy.
Well, I have another question, sir. What is it exactly that makes girls different from boys? I asked Percy, but he just shook his head, and then I asked Greta, but she just rattled off something in German and refused to speak to me.
Those are very complex matters, Randy. A bit too complicated for you. I recommend you think about sports instead. But now it's time to go talk to Mr. Ambler. Randy, stay on watch. Mr. Schmedley, you're with me.
Yes, sir.
Sure thing, sir. Let's see, bocce ball, football, fishing ball.
So tell me, Schmedley, have you been in the service long?
Going on 40 years this Thursday, Captain.
Well, congratulations, Schmedley. That's a long time. We'll have to make sure you have a little party. I'm sure Randy would be happy to bake you one of his famous angel food cakes.
That's very kind, sir.
Mr. Ambler, what is it? Are you finished with the subtleties of piloting a ship like the Cooked Goose more difficult to handle than you originally thought they'd be?
Am I what, sir?
Are you finding these subtleties more difficult? Did you misunderstand me?
I suppose so. Actually, Captain Strong, piloting the ship hasn't been much of a problem at all under the skilled tutelage of your first officer, Percy Aquavelvet.
Yes, Percy is second to none as coxswains go. Where is he, anyway? I left him in charge of this shift.
He's right over there, sir, standing slightly behind you.
Yes, of course. Sorry about that, Percy. How's it going? Are we nearly to our destination? The little region of Flirtland, hometown of our quarry, the elusive Princess Amanda? Well, what's the matter? Why don't you say something? What's wrong with Percy, Ambler?
I'm not sure, sir. He hasn't said anything for several hours. That's why I called for you.
Well, what is it, Percy? Are you ill? Does the cat have your tongue? Why are you gesturing like that? Why are you pointing to your throat? Are you choking? Should we administer the Heimlich maneuver? No, okay. Well, for goodness sake, Percy, what is it? Say something. Anything. Good cow, Percy. Schmedley, get this man a writing tablet.
Yes, sir.
The way he keeps pointing to his throat, and seems totally unable to speak. It's almost as if he was suffering from a sudden and vicious case of laryngitis.
There's no use wasting time on idle speculation, Mr. Ambler. Let's wait until we have the facts. Schmedley, good. Give Percy that tablet.
Aye, sir.
What's he writing?
I have a sudden and vicious case of laryngitis. Interesting, just as I thought.
Oh, well, wait, he's writing more.
We've reached the entrance to the Bay of Flirtland, but the lighthouse at the Cape is unlit. Without it, we'll never be able to make a safe approach through the rocky waters. Good grief, are you certain about this?
Well, look how vigorously he nods his head up and down. He must be.
This is very odd. Flirtland has a reputation for being very friendly to visitors. They would never fail to light their beacon, particularly over their exceedingly dangerous North Bay. Something must be dreadfully wrong. Any idea what that might be, Mr. Ambler?
Me? No ideas from this simple traveler, Captain Strong.
What's your plan of action, then, Captain?
There's only one plan open to us. We have to get to Flirtland to see if Amanda came here. I'll have to take a small advance crew and a lifeboat to the Cape, enter the lighthouse, and light it myself.
But couldn't we just wait till morning, sir?
No. Something's rotten in the state of Flirtland, Schmedley, and if Amanda came here, that means there's no time to lose. I must find her as soon as possible so I can assure her of my love and protect her from King Gyba's mysterious machinations. Percy, you're in command. Round up a landing party including Randy, Crewman Sticklebrain, and Mr. Schmedley. Are you in the mood for some action?
Oh, yes, sir.
Good, then join us on the deck in 20 minutes.
19 minutes later, several crew members rendezvoused on deck to embark on a dangerous mission.
Randy, the captain, why reporting for duty, sir?
Crewman Sticklebrain, sir. And can I just say how honored I am to be chosen by you for this prestigious assignment?
Think nothing of it, Sticklebrain. After all, someone has to be cannon fodder. Where's Mr. Schmedley?
Is that him?
Captain Strong! Captain Strong! I must speak to you!
I guess not.
What is it, Greta?
Yeah, make it quick, Greta.
You must let me accompany you, Captain. If there is any chance of finding my dear Princess Amanda, I must be part of it.
Greta, this mission may be very hazardous. There's no telling what sort of dangers we may find in the lighthouse.
Yeah, Greta, it's not for the faint of heart.
Greta, du 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 schnickchen, ich werde deine Mutter küssen. I have bound you to Saarbrotten.
Mr. Schmedley, reporting for duty, sir. Sorry I'm late.
Quiet, Schmedley. There's no time for that now. Now, Greta.
Look, sir. First Mate Aqua Velvet has arrived on deck.
Besides, I'm going stir crazy on the ship.
Mr. Aqua Velvet seems to be gesticulating wildly, sir.
Quiet, Percy. There's no time for that now. It's time to start our mission. Everyone into the boat. That includes you, Greta.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Captain.
Ready to depart, Captain.
Splendid. Let's go. Take care of the ship, Percy. Try not to crash into anything.
We're off, sir.
I wonder what Percy was trying to say to you, Captain.
Oh, you know how Percy is. It was probably some sentimental message of goodwill, or perhaps some irrelevant comment on the weather. Certainly nothing important.
Meanwhile, Percy Aqua Velvet had just returned to the bridge.
Well, Percy, what did the captain say when you told him about that unidentified vessel approaching us at a disturbingly rapid rate?
Well, back in the lifeboat.
It sure is dark out here. You know, someone ought to turn on that lighthouse.
Good gravy, Randy. Don't you understand anything? That's the whole point of our mission.
Give it up, Schmedley. It's not worth the effort. Just keep shining that torch.
Captain, we're encountering some debris. It looks like the wreckage of other ships that have gone on before us.
Well, we'll make our way around it. We have to get to the lighthouse to prevent the cooked goose from suffering a similar fate.
Ah, sir, we'll do our best.
I expect nothing less from you, Sticklebrain. That's why I chose you for this.
Great fat!
What is it, sir?
That piece of wreckage in the torchlight. I can read the words written on it. Words that reveal the name of the ship it came from. Words that read, "The Golden Duck, Princess Amanda's ship."
Is Captain Strong's quest to be reunited with Princess Amanda doomed to end in tragedy? Find out in the next riveting episode of The Adventures of Captain Strong, Scourge of the High Seas!
Ah! be there to give you all the love you need. And I'll be there in case you ever start to bleed.
Yeah!
The Blue Towel Radio Theater presents...